somebody says, is Joe planning to go today? And you say, I don't know, why don't you?
Why don't you ask him?
And he says, well, I've already
asked him.
And then you say, then why are you?
Why are you asking me?
If you hand somebody his shoes, how would you express the idea that I'm giving you your shoes? What would you say? You just hand them to him and say,
so here's your shoes.
Oh, that's sort of thing I was going. Then, somebody says, don't hurt him. And you say, you don't plan to hurt him. You say, what? Meaning that I'm not going to hurt him. Just a sort of contraction, I suppose you pronounce the.
I'm not going to hurt him.
Yeah. Then, substitute he for I in the same sentence. He said, I'm not going to hurt him. He
won't hurt him.
Well, using the same, I want you to say the conversational way of saying he is not going to, just as you would say it. Would you say he's not going to hurt him?
He's not. Well, I know what you're after. You want to see if I'm going to say he ain't going to hurt him. Well, I'm too conscious of that word ain't. I wouldn't say it.
You wouldn't say it at all.
A lot of people would.
Well, I use it myself sometimes.
We all do. I think that's one of the words in our general conversation and use of words that we all slip up on. You even hear people on television that are getting paid for doing the word slinging.
Well, there's one situation in which I think ain't would be a very good word, because there's nothing else that really fits. You say a very formal way of saying it would be, I'm right, am I not? Now,
it's
not conversation.
No, it's too long. You might write it, but you wouldn't speak it that way.
Well, if you started out your sentence, I'm right, and then ended up with a question like that, how would you put it?
Well, you hear a lot of aren't I?
Mm-hmm. Now, would you, is that what you'd say in that situation? Would you say, aren't I going to get some? Or does that sound?
Yeah, that would be the general way of expressing it, I suppose, or that I would use.
You say that for me just to get it on the record.
Let's see. Let's see, aren't I going to get some?
And that sounds like the sort of thing you say to you.
Well, I know what you mean. Now, that still sounds awkward, so you just end up saying, ain't I going to get any or some?
That's what I mean when I say that ain't would be very useful in that particular.
Yeah, it's very expressive. Don't you think most of our conversation is getting to brevity, though?
Yeah,
all
is.
The time.
Yeah.
Elimination of words to express yourself. What gets me, this fellow Atkinson writes this column down, Dres. How do you write, huh, and uh-huh? Now, that's a good one.
Yeah.
How do you write?